shatai satai robo sokuma. Hialai robo mamai shatisa. Kea mash ktai robo kota satieta boshonda. He amai robos. He tia robo ko mashitieta taira sata robo shonmasa. Kash.
Even as there had been a Jesus movement, and you watched me bring my hippies in, and my drug addicts in, and my prostitutes in, I say to you now that there is about to be another Jesus movement on the earth, and you will not be able to withstand or withhold back that which I am doing afresh and anew on the earth. For I say that Alaska is on her visitation time period even now. And I say, do not mock at this new sound that I'm bringing out. For yes, indeed, it is the sound of the land and the sound of the people. And I am bringing in those who have stood in the gaps, in the darkness, in the dark places, those who have stood in the gap, in the wilderness, in the bush. I'm about to bring them to the forefront, and you will be astonished at who I raise up. You will be astonished at the new prophetic voices that I raise up. For they may not look like you or sound like you or talk like you or dance like you, but I am about to bring them into the forefront, and I will use them to usher in my holy presence. And many will stand and gaze at what I am about to do in this great land. So I say to the naysayers and to the mockers, mock no more. For this is what I am doing. Though it makes you uncomfortable, I say, it's time you get used to it. For I am doing a new thing in this land, and many will come and taste and see what I do in this great land.
Let's continue to hear the word of the Lord. Listen for his voice. Listen.
Don't look with your eyes, your natural eyes, but look with the spirit, because as many people as there are, there's going to be many different expressions. Many expressions that you may not be used to, you may not be comfortable with, but it's of me. Them expressions are going to set people free. People will be freed because of the expressions that they're expressing of me.
As the drums were playing, it started preparing me for something. And as the drums kept playing heavier and heavier and heavier, I just felt this thing rising up inside of me. And then Doug started prophesying on the flute. If you don't think he wasn't prophesying, he was prophesying on the flute. And God spoke to me and he says, I'm going to set you free. And then I said, Lord, what do you mean you're going to set me free? And I literally felt things breaking off of me. I started feeling, and I didn't know that I had stuff until God started showing me that it was being broke off of me. And I had goosebumps, and I was in a cold sweat. And the Lord says, I'm breaking you free. I'm going to take you into a newer place with me, but you need to allow yourself to be broken. And I said, Lord, then break me.
and the dove kept prophesying on the flute, and it kept ministering to my very soul. And if you're here tonight and you have things that you, and you felt it when he was playing that flute, and you feel it, he's wanting to set you free. He wants you to be free. He wants you to be free. I'm telling you right now, don't sit back in your seat. Rise up. Rise up. Let that Spirit of God come upon you. Let the Spirit of God come upon you and let him set you free. There's a time right now of releasing. Right now, get off your feet. This is a time of releasing, and you need to cry out to him. You need to say, Lord, set me free. I need to be free. I didn't think I had anything more to be set free, and he set me free. Rise up. He's calling the church. Rise up.
Come on, just say, set me free, Lord. Set me free. Everything that has hindered me from stepping into the fullness that you've created me for, Lord, set me free. Set me free. Set me free of critical spirits. Set me free of judgmental spirits. Set me free of a religious spirit. Set me free of witchcraft, manipulation. Set me free. Lord, I release it to you. I release it to you. Set me free. He who has the Son is free indeed. Let him set you free tonight. Holy, holy.
Tonight when we were praying before worship, I felt the Lord share this word with me. He said that he wanted to woo his bride tonight. And that he wanted to woo his bride. I don't know all of what he meant by that, but I felt those words come to me tonight, and he wants to love you. He wants to wrap his arms around you. He wants to woo you. That's what he's doing. Our worship time is not just a warfare time, but our warfare time is part of that intimate time. And that intimate time is God is wooing his bride. Through all these things, everything could get complicated, but remember that it's about our intimacy with Jesus. And that tonight, just let him woo you. Just bring him close. He's bringing us close. He's preparing the bride. He's preparing you. He's preparing us.
Thank you. The voice of the Lord is resounding over the earth. The voice of the Lord has been sent. The voice of the Lord is joining with your voice. As you worship in freedom and in truth, as you worship Him with free will offering of your heart, the voice of the Lord draws alongside, and He agrees with that which is on your heart, that deep desire. He comes alongside and begins to sound a sound with you. For there is unity in heaven, and God would have unity on the earth as well. One man, one God, one body, one spirit. For this night, God has opened a portal over you. And as the sound comes forth, you offer your sound. Don't worry about how it sounds. You make your sound. You sing your song. You sing in the Holy Ghost. You come into unity with His voice and His sound tonight. Glory to God. I think the Spirit's in the house. Praise the Lord. Whew. It's not because I've been dancing, the Spirit of God. He comes upon you. Listen to this. Behold. Behold. I like that word, behold. It's like God is saying, pay attention. How good, and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. Oh, one heart, one spirit. It's like the precious oil upon the head coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. That's a priestly beard. Coming down to the edge of his robes. It's like the dew of Hermon. coming down from the mountains of Zion. I'd say there was some dew coming down tonight. Rain. Wonderful, wonderful rain. Whew. How many of you have been dry for a while? Didn't that rain feel good tonight? For there, where? The place of unity. He commands a blessing. God has been doing some commanding tonight, even life forevermore. In the place of unity is where the oil is found. You need the oil for your shields. You need it. You have to have it. You can't be dry and wage a real good warfare. You need the oil. The oil of the Holy Ghost. Yes, we need Holy Ghost encounters every day. And this is a good day to have that Holy Ghost encounter. God has sent to us a wonderful woman of God and an amazing worshiper and prophetic intercessor, Chad. Aprilie and Chad Osborne. Whenever God sends a gift like this into the state, they are sowing a piece of their own heart into the land. And Kingdom Alliance is very relational. We know those who labor among us. We don't just let anyone come up to the mic that we don't know. And we've had people approach us who want us to endorse their ministry or what they're doing, but we don't know them. We will endorse Chad and Aprilie anytime, anywhere, any place, because they have been tested, proven, tried, and found faithful. Therefore, I want to ask you to open your hearts up to hear the message that Aprilie has. But I wanted to read this one sentence that really struck me in her biography. Make his name famous, ministries, which is your ministry. It's hallmarked by prophetic street evangelism, deep worship, and revival atmosphere services. And I want you to know that tonight, something opened in the heavens. The portal is open. God doesn't open it for just a short time and slam it shut. Let me tell you, when he opens a portal, that portal is opened. We have an open heaven right now. And I believe God is paving the way for his word. Remember the word that came earlier? There's a sound. And Eleanor exhorted on the different sounds from the different cultures. That means every single one of you has that sound. And while I was sitting on the front, I occasionally will have a Native American tongue that will come up in me when I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. But I kid you not, Chad began to sing this sound and it pulled that out of me. That wonderful, raw Holy Ghost sound. And I know God brought me into a higher place because of what he released through Chad. Get ready. He's going to bring you to a higher place because of what he's releasing through Aprilie. Come on. Chad, my dear brother, I love you, you know. I can say that at my age. I want you to receive from this man of God. I felt his spirit tonight when he began to sing, and it changed something on the inside of me. So listen to what he has been sent to bring to us, because he has been sent by God, and there's a reason he's been sent here. There's a purpose. So I would encourage you to remove all the preconceived ideas, to remove all the stuffing in the ears, and to simply incline your ear to the prophet of the Lord.
Thank you. You said you like that word, behold. And that just dropped in my spirit.
We shall behold him. We shall behold him. Face to face. In all of his glory. We shall behold him. Yes, we shall behold him. Face to face. Our Savior and Lord.
Sing it with me if you know it.
We shall behold him. Yes, we shall behold him. Face to face. In all of his glory, we shall behold him. Yes, we shall behold him. Face to face. For you are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Come on, tell him tonight.
You are worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. And all the saints and angels, they bow before your throne, and all the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, you are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Yes, you are, Jesus. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Come on, tell him he's worthy tonight. You are worthy of it all. Everything we have to give you, Lord. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, lift up your voice to him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are worthy of it all, Lord. You are worthy of it all, Lord. You are worthy of it all, Jesus. Lift it up, lift it up, lift it up. You're worthy of it all, Jesus. You're worthy of it all, Jesus. You're worthy of it all, Jesus. Ora mamma mandere la lendere la mamma mandoro la bossi. We lift you up, Lord. We lift you up, Lord. We lift you up, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. We lift you up. Come on, sing in the Spirit. Sing out tonight. Ramamande karababosi de la lande. Hera la la nande de la bossi karababosi de la mamande. Ramamande karababosi de la lande de la bossi kakatata. La 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 mamamande. Oh. Such a sweet sound in his ear. Such a sweet sound in his ear. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you.
We worship you. We worship you. What a sweet presence is in the house. I'm not really going to preach that much because the Holy Spirit wants to do something here in this atmosphere. And I'm just going to, Chad, will you get behind the piano? And Esther, will you go stand next to Chad over there where a mic is at? We're going to move into a little bit of a prophetic. There's some things that God has been saying the entire night that he wanted to woo you, right? That was the first word, woo you into the bridal chamber. A lot of times we don't understand what it means to be wooed by God of an intimate place. It feels sometimes uncomfortable. I've heard men even say, I can't even look at myself like a bride. But you are actually a bride of Christ, male, female, child, adult, older in age. We are the bride, and our lives was developed for that intimate relationship. We were birthed to have an intimate relationship. But what we have a tendency to do is we fall back into the patterns of the garden where they covered themselves to hide. And Satan wants you to stay hidden. That you continue to hide from yourself and you begin to self-justify bad behavior. And you're walking around with a plank so large out of your own eye. It is time for the body of Christ to shift their gaze and look in the mirror of the Holy Spirit and say, correct me, change me. And it's not something that happens just one time when you come before the Lord. It's not just something one time when you get saved. It's not something that just happens one time in a moment. It's a daily thing that we must do. We must constantly be going before the Lord and allowing Him to correct. And this night, the Holy Spirit has been wooing you. He's been calling you. And there's people in this room that the enemy is at your door. There's people in this room, you don't understand how close the enemy is at your door. The enemy is very crafty. He is very smart. He's very, very, very smart. He knows the Bible better than you do. He stands and he's just waiting for an opportunity. And he will plot and plan for years of your life just for a moment, in a moment of weakness. He's looking for a moment of weakness so that he can snatch you, take you out. If we don't live aware, Jesus said that I would not want you to be ignorant, that we are sent out among the wolves, that we are to be wise, but gentle as a dove. But so constantly the enemy is coming, and he's coming after you. And you don't even realize how far you've gone until you get so far away. How did I get to this place away from you, Lord? But God is wanting to woo you back. He is wanting to say no to the enemy, go. There's people in the room that you are literally on the fence. It could go one way or the other. Right now is your decision of which direction you're going to go. You're standing right there on the line, and it's not like it's some great massive sin that it's like that you're maybe entangled with. It's just a little here and a little there and a little here and a little there. And God is wanting you to make a decision. Which way do you stand? Which God do you serve? What voice do you listen to? There's not multiple voices in the world. It's just the Holy Spirit, or it's a demonic spirit. Sometimes the enemy tries to complicate things that it's more difficult than it is. It's actually not that difficult. We have one enemy, and we have the power of the Holy Spirit to tell that one enemy, get out of my house, get out of my family, get out of my mind, get out of my emotions, get out, go, 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 go. And you have to make a decision, and it is the lifestyle of the ministry of no. It is no. You will not take my marriage. No, you will not take my mind. No, you will not take the call of God on my life. No, you will not take my rest. No, you will not take my children. No, you will not take my finances. No, devil, no, devil, no, devil, no, devil, no, devil. Some of you got to find your no. If a robber was coming up in your house, and you were sitting on the television, and a guy was coming in with a mask and whatever it is that they break into houses, would you sit on the couch and just let him steal your stuff? Of course you wouldn't. But that is what we do when the enemy comes knocking. Is we just sit there. Sometimes we pick up the phone and we say, oh yeah, so and so, will you please pray for me? The enemy's in my house. Instead of getting up and saying, how dare you cross the threshold of my home? There's one thing that the Lord so strongly spoke to me on my way here that he wanted me to make sure that was clear. When you tap into the presence of the Lord, it is a pure thing. It is pure. It is holy. It is intimate. It's undeniable that you are connected and hearing the voice of the Lord. Then there's another voice, another time, another place that you can tap into that's demonic. And it comes with confusion, and I'm not sure, but I think this is the Spirit of God. You start moving in this place, and it's evil, and you don't realize that you've connected to the outlet. Like, there's probably outlets over here. There's an outlet there. That outlet is pure, and that outlet is evil. And you've got to unplug, and you've got to replug. And there's people that sometimes you don't realize which spirit you're operating in. And sometimes ignorantly, we're just looking. I just want to be connected because I want to have a word to say. Oh, I just want to sound like good and that I'm connected to the Father. I want to release a sound or a song. So I just want to connect to something. Connect me, connect me. But ultimately, there's no intimate relationship with the Father. How do you know him? I don't know many of you, but I know my husband. He has many sides of him, many faces, looks. They're all amazing. I don't know any side that's not nice. But he has a look out of his face that gets my attention like that. That's from an intimate relationship. And God has a look out of his face. He has different sides of him. But the only way that you know him is by spending time with him. Matthew 6:13 says that you go into a room, a closet, by yourself. No cell phone, no spouse, no brother, no dog, no television. And you shut the door. And you get alone with your Creator. And you know what? When I began to do that, I was so broken. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. I was so confused. And I was like, I don't know what to do, but I know I'm supposed to be here. And I just said, God, come. And he came. And he met with me. My Creator stepped down from heaven and met with me. And he wants you to know him like that. He is wooing his bride. He wants to flow pure out of you. That we are in the hour of possessing of the land where things are going to be exposed. We are living. The word of the Lord in the scriptures in Revelation says that closer to coming to the time of the Lord, that the world is going to get more evil and more evil and more evil. So that means that we are living in the most evil day ever right now. And tomorrow it's going to be more evil. But do you know what that means? That the light is going to get more light. I actually appreciate it. Some people are like, oh, I don't like this more evil thing. You know what I like about it? Is it's going to get more dark and we're going to get more light and the gray is going away. So there's some times in our life that we are in the gray. And you find yourself in the gray. And you've not made a decision which way you're going to go. Right now is the time to make a decision, because the gray is going away. And the people that are operating in the dark know if you're in the light, and if in the light, in the dark. We're seeing it on the political scale at a high level right now already. It's already in operation, a high level of the government. We're seeing it. In fact, in some states, you can't even say that you're a Republican or this or that, because they might beat you up. That's how bold that spirit is. So it's time to make a decision. What are you going to do? Who are you? Who are you? And who do you say that he is? If he was standing before you right now and he said, "Who do you say that I am?" What would your answer be? Are you my savior, healer, my deliverer? Or I don't know you, but I want to know you. So I want everybody just to close their eyes for a minute. I want you two to be free to do whatever. I want you to begin to pull up that mirror. Allow the Holy Spirit to pull that mirror up on the inside. Say, "Holy Spirit, show me my own heart. Show me my own motive. Show me, God, of anything that's not pure, holy. Correct me." He loves us so much. He would much rather correct you himself than have to call you out in a public place and correct you. But let me tell you something. He will do that because he loves you so much that he doesn't want to risk your soul going to hell. We're going to take communion and later, but he wants people's houses cleaned before. Because this is a covenant meal of the family. It's a covenant meal. And some of you aren't in the family. You're not sure. So right now, just for a moment, I want you to be real with yourself. Are you towing the line? Are you doing things to be seen? Are you behind closed doors being tormented by a spirit? Has the enemy come and surrounded you? Do you know that you need God? Just for a moment, let him talk to you. Let him whisper to you. Master.
Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain, Jesus, Jesus.
To release that out of you. I see that you've been on this potter's wheel, but there was something just recently that happened to you in a personal way that brought pain and disappointment or hurt that's taken you like it was a jolt, and it was a low blow of the enemy. And in that low blow of the enemy, he came to steal that out of you. He came to steal the sound out of you. He's trying to muffle you. He's trying to muzzle you. You have been warring to find the sound again since this incident happened. But God wants you to know that if you will lock away with him, and he's going to set you free, and he will set your gaze back to your first love. He wants you to be wooed tonight to an encounter, and he's reminding me of a time that he rescued you. That was a violent rescue. He says, daughter, do you remember what I pulled you out of? I wooed you with a sound, daughter. And he's wooing you again with a sound. The enemy has come to divide you two. He's come to steal and destroy and come after the mantle and the anointing that you both operate in. This thing is affecting both of you. You have not found your exact place. You've always kind of stood behind her, that she's the one that's called. She's the one that's anointed. She's the one. But man of God, you are a man of God. You have a word on your lips to speak. You have a place in his house. It is the time and the hour for you to lay down the things of the old. It is time for you to take the position that you are called to be. That when you were formed in your mother's womb, the enemy came to steal you even out of your mother's womb. The assignment you have been marked because of the anointing and the giftings on your life. But now is the hour for you to step in and step out. Yeah. The assignment to destroy, to break every other spirit that would come barking at their doors. Every Jezebel spirit, every seducting spirit that surrounds, I say you are being exposed and you need to go in Jesus' name. You're not going back. You've been in fear and torment of that. It's over. That torment season is over. It's over for you. It's all right to be the man of God in your house. It's all right. It's all right to step up. It's all right to speak. It's all right to declare. You stand in your home, men of God, and say, devil, get out of my house. Get away from my wife. Get away from my finances. You will not steal my joy. You will not touch my wife. You will not touch my children. Do you hear me, devil? I said, go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Find your secret place, woman of God. That sound that he rescued you with. Release that sound because he's going to use it to rescue others. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're strong in nature. You're strong in stature. You're strong in when people see you, they get intimidated by you at times. But the Holy Spirit wants you to be strong in the spirit realm. He wants to strengthen in you. I see when you were younger, you used to dream, and he wants to bring back some dreams. You've not been dreaming for a very long time. In fact, you're barely living. You're numb. And the Lord wants you to come back. Just turn to back. And dream again, son. Live again. Live again. Live again. This way that you're living is no way to live. Be free to be the man of God. You have such an assignment on your life. Don't let the enemy stand at your door and knock. Don't let the enemy come into your mind and steal what he has birthed inside of you. I see you having like a camp for young, abused, battered kids, both of you, and you running an organization for abused, battered people. And the enemy is here to try to steal that assignment off of you. But I am telling the enemy right now, no, you will not steal. You will not steal this home. God is wanting to give you multiple homes for battered people that you can house and bring into a place of deliverance and wholeness. He has a place for you. He has finances for you, kingdom finances to pay the way for you to stay home and be the man of God that you're supposed to be. He has finances for you. He's just waiting for you to say yes to him. Yes. Find your yes, man of God. Jesus. Satan, your assignment to steal this man of God off of the earth is gone now. Satan, your assignment is broken off of him. Every demonic spirit that would come and buffet him, I say you go from him in Jesus' name. Be free to be the man of God you are. Don't hold back. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. It's not over yet, Teresa. It's not over yet. Everybody just lift your hands for a minute.
Says that yes, I have seen your struggle and I have seen your tears. And even in the night hours when you would cry yourself to sleep, the Lord says that I have put your tears in my bottle, and now I'm causing them to rain down my blessings, rain down your inheritances, rain down your deliverances, rain down all of my goodness and my glory. For know ye not that this is your time of divine deliverance and divine visitation. For you have found favor in my sight, and the enemy has been put to flight. And this is not your plight and your plot in life. For I'm opening up new insight, new eyesight, new foresight for your future. For my plans for you are yes and amen. They are good and they are not evil. But the enemy tried to come to you to whisper to you lies, even as he did to Eve. But today I'm canceling the whisper and the lies of the enemy. And I am redeeming not only your marriage, but your family, your future, your ministry, and even your inheritances. I see two inheritances that are getting lined up for you. And God was, it's like I just see some things click into place. Even with a recent decision that was a lifelong decision, a life decision that has just been made. I don't even know what it is. I have no clue. But God knows. And you know. There's been a life decision that was just made that's going to cause the blessings to begin to flow again. Where it seems like you had been working and working and working and working, and that was the enemy's plan and cycle for you. And his plan, of course, was to ultimately destroy and destruct. But all of that has been foiled tonight. Foiled, foiled, foiled. Hallelujah. And you will give testimonies even next month of what the Lord has done. Amen.
I just see the fiery eyes of the Lord. His fire burning bright in this room. And even as the prophetic word came to John and Teresa, for some of you, that exact same word is penetrating your heart. God is speaking the same exact thing that the enemy came. The enemy came to try to destroy what God had purposed you for. But tonight he says no. He says he's sending his tidal wave to crash upon you. The tidal wave of his spirit to crash and pound upon you. But it's not that of destruction. Even for some, there has been, the enemy came at a young age. He sent abuse and trauma your way. And ever since that time, you've been warring. You've gotten so far with the Lord, so far with the Lord, but then that thing came to pull you back. But tonight, God says that he has sent his delivering power to break that thing off, and you will crash through into the place of destiny. And even for those of you that are watching online, grab a hold of the word for the destiny of the Lord to be released in you. This is like no other night. So, Father, I just thank you, God. Lord, I just release the blessing. I release life and liberty. God, I thank you, God, Lord, that John and Teresa will experience freedom that they never even knew of before. God, I thank you, Lord, that they're both going up in worship. God, and they will see deliverance take place. even as God has set his hand upon them, even as they step forward and say, yes, I thank you, Lord God, that he will set many hands, his hand, upon the multitudes. So, Lord, we just proclaim that, release that in Jesus' name.
I want to reiterate again what Robert said, is that this word is for others as well. And I really feel to pray for marriages tonight. So however you want to receive the word, however you want to receive it, either stand or raise your hand or sit there, it doesn't matter. Because the Lord has done miracles in our marriage, in our relationship. And I stand here unashamed for what the Lord has done in our marriage. And so, Heavenly Father, because you are a good, good Father, God, you want to heal marriages tonight, God. God, we say no to the enemy. We say no to the pride of life, to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. And we command our flesh to come under subjection to the Holy Spirit. We say no to our flesh and our soul. We say no to the enemy. And we say yes to your healing. We say yes, oh God, to all that you have for our covenant relationship with you and with our spouses. And no longer will he bring destruction and havoc into our marriages, into our churches, into the city, and into the state. And so, Lord Jesus, you are the great healer. And we declare your healing blood over every marriage under the sound of my voice tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, for healing, for bringing together, for forgiving, forgiveness flowing, oh God, and for testimonies to come of look what the Lord has done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's so good. He's so faithful. He loves to rescue us. You know, when he says Savior, that means we need saving every day. I don't know about you, but I need saving every day. He's my Savior every day, in every moment. Will you lift the sound on that, keys? Sound guy, can you make those louder? Thank you. I'm just waiting on the Holy Spirit because we're going to move very prophetically. Oh, la, la, ya, ye, ye, ye. Lo, ya, ye. Oh, la, la, ya, ya, ne.
Yeah.
Nancy. As I was standing up front, what I saw around you was like a whirlwind. It was going like this all around you, wind all around you. And then the wind just kind of shot up into the heavens. And I was hearing the Lord say that you've experienced a measure of breakthrough. But the wind of His Spirit is beginning to blow on you afresh and anew. And I see Him clearing the airways. He's opening up your spiritual eyes in a new way to see visions, great and marvelous things that He has done, but He's also downloading a discernment for the plots and the plans of the enemy. And you will speak and proclaim what God has shown you. And even as like an undercover spy, He's going to use you to bring things to light. And it has to do with our state. It has to do with the breakthrough in our land. For this present time and this present season. So, Father, we just release that. Release sight, sound, wind, the wind of your Spirit. And that thing that had held you back, that had even pulled on your coattails to try to slow you down and move you, I just break that off right now. God, I thank you, God, for even propelling her like a rocket into the heavenlies. Father, we just release that right now in Jesus' name.
The Lord, Spirit of the Lord sent you here. The Spirit of the Lord sent you here strategically to receive from Him and to bring back even instructions that He will even begin to speak to you even while you are here. I don't know how long you're going to be here, but not only did He send you here even for tonight's service, but to send you for times of refreshing. Even while you're here in wherever you're staying, I just see Him giving you instructions that when you go back to the village, those ones that even had opposed you in the past, the Lord says that He will give you a word in season to even open up their hearts to receive the Lord. And where there had been even those that have been obstinate, had been like obstacles, tried to put stumbling blocks in front of you, they're going to receive you even in this summer. There's going to be divine favor of the Lord upon you this summer in many ways. Not only in your harvest of fish and berries and moose and caribou and seal and everything that you harvest, it's gonna come. And the birds of the air, the geese and the ducks, He's going to multiply those things. I see Him multiplying that. I see Him multiplying provision. I see Him multiplying even favor, especially with people. It's going to be easy to bring the word of the Lord to them, even as you bless them with fish or ducks or whatever. And then the Lord will use that to open up their hearts, and then you will give the word of the Lord to them. And I see that healing anointing will continue to flow through you. And that prophetic spirit within you is bubbling up. It's called the Nabi anointing. It's bubbling up. It's bubbling up to where you can't press it down anymore. But it's going to continue to come up and flow out of you and through you in an easier way than it ever has been. So watch for my provision. Watch for my favor. Watch as I go ahead of you and be your rear guard and give you a word in season to those who are weary. Amen. And God is healing you too while you're here. Amen.
You know, the Lord showed me you guys earlier, and there's been stomach stuff going on in your stomach area and your digestive, or just a lot of that has been just stress and demonic activity, things that you've buffeted. But you know what? You're the John the Baptist. There's a John the Baptist anointing on your life that goes into the outer banks and says, repent, for the kingdom of the Lord is at hand. And he's put a word in the both of you. And it's now the time to release it. Repent. But you're walking in that favor and that anointing that she just spoke about. But there's an increase of boldness coming on the both of you. You've been timid at times in past, but there's an increase of boldness on you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. You four, stand up. Come here, right there. Stand up. Come here. Kora mande ladiai. Some of my favorite people in Alaska. Come over here. Lift the sound on the keys again. Boy, the enemy hates you guys. He really hates you. He really hates you. And you've got to make a decision. Which way? Which way? It's time. You got to make a decision. It's time. You can't run. You got to turn him in. It's over. It's over. There's no place you can go and no place you can hide that the presence of the Lord isn't going to come and seek you out, because you've been marked from heaven. You've been marked. There's no place you can go. You can go hide in some village somewhere and tuck yourself away. And the enemy would love to quarantine you off by yourself. He would love to set you in the corner and keep you silent and torment you, tear your image down and your identity down. But you have a call of God on your life, and he keeps coming to you. Come, son, come, son, come, son, come. Come back to me. You're so tender to him. You're so tender, even in the midst of turning your back. You're so tender. Even in the midst, you don't want to. Even in the midst, no, 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 no. This is not who I am, my identity. But God wants to restore the robe. Just like when the son returned, he came and there was a ring on his finger and a robe that was placed upon him. The moment you turn and you're done, it's over. It's over. Stake the ground. It's over. But there's a call and a destiny on your life. You carry a sound. You carry an anointing that sets the atmosphere different. There's a healing sound that comes, that's created, that only you have. There's a gift inside of you that has to be released and unlocked in you. That's the reason why the enemy hates you so bad. It's the same type of enemy that came to slaughter all the babies when Moses was born on the earth. It's the same demon to call out generation looking for the baby that was going to bring the deliverance for the entire generation. You carry that. This family carries that. And the enemy has come since you were little, real little, and you have fought the same enemy over and over again, been different faces, but the same devil, manifested in different men, abuse. So much abuse, so much verbal abuse, so much rejection and pain. You've encountered pain that most people don't even understand. There's a level of pain. You've encountered that type of pain. The price that the enemy put on your head was high because of this gift on the inside of you. But he brought you to Anchorage, Alaska to rescue you. He brought you out of a place of torment, not to bring you back to a place of torment. He brought you to a family. This is your family. This is your tribe. Right here, Eleanor and Robert and Mary. This is your safe place. You've said to the Lord, "Where is my place of safety?" This is your place of safety. This is where you turn to when you need a father's hug, when you need a mother's love, a mother's touch. You've longed so much for that love. These are your parents. These are the ones that you've longed for. God brought you to this place because he trusts them. And they're going to commission you at time and release you. But this is your place of safety. Don't run from this place. Don't let the enemy woo you out. He's been wooing at you and pulling and tugging at you and reminding you of all the pain. And he's trying to keep you tormented and locked in the pain of the enemy that he put on your life. But the Lord says, enough is enough. Enough, son. Quit running from my hand. I'll never stop chasing after you.
Break off the spirit of orphan and vagabond spirit that tries to make you wander and make you feel like you don't belong anywhere. I break off that orphan spirit now. I break it off from you now. In the name of Jesus, we break off any spirit that would try to say you're bastards. No, you're not. You belong in the family of God. You belong in the family of God. You are accepted in the family of God. You are accepted. You are loved. You are celebrated. You are wanted. No longer will you agree with the enemy that says you do not belong and you're not wanted. I say, come out of the caves and come and feast. Come and feast at the banqueting table. There is room for you at the banqueting table. Thank you, Lord God, for your healing, your healing, your healing, your healing. Go deep, 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 deep into the very crevices. Every area, Lord God, of rejection, we command to go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Holy is your name. Thank you, Lord. Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the intercession, oh God, in this woman. I thank you, Lord God, for birthing, oh God, intercession, oh God. Intercession, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of evangelism, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, oh God, for the evangelistic spirit and anointing coming forth, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy is your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy, 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 holy. We call forth the deliverance of the Lord tonight in the name of Jesus. We break up.
The trauma. Mama, going deep into that place and every place where trauma settled within his cells. Command the cells. Be at peace. Be at peace. The Spirit of God flows out of your belly like living waters. Allow the waters in your belly to bypass what's happening in your mind. Breathe in and out. In, allow the river. Allow the river to wash through the pain and the hurt, washing it away. Every lie of the enemy that I'm not good enough, we just pull it down. Let the river of God wash it away. Every lie of the enemy that I deserve to be treated like this, we tear that lie down.
Jesus, it washes my soul.
That are released on the earth. And you know, he healed and delivered many, the multitudes. It's because the power of God flowed through him. And God has come to this place tonight that he would perform his signs and wonders in this place. For Alaska. Because Alaska, we are stepping into a new place. So I'm just going to ask Mary to speak to us about this communion, because I feel like this communion is so important tonight.
There's such a presence of healing and deliverance up here that as you come to take communion, I want you to lay hold of the edge of his garment and draw that healing that you need. And bless our brother who has been delivered. This is really a sign and a wonder. Please stand up. With great joy, we're going to partake of this communion. So come on down.
As you take of this communion, there's going to be a holy presence going to come on people. So come and get the elements, and I want you to go back to your seat.
Holy, holy, holy.
shake. It's a new day in your house. I see a shift in your home. I see an increase of finances. I see something that went one you thought was going to be one thing, but it's actually circling back around. Something you were going to do. I'm not sure what that was, but I see it coming back around. It was just not the right time.
And Jake, actually, I think it was yesterday that I saw this. But I saw this like this window and this hand. And the hand came with the cloth, and the window was so dirty you couldn't see through it. But it's like this cloth came around back and forth and back and forth. And all of a sudden, it became clear. And what I saw is I saw you standing on the other side of the window, and God cleaned it off so that you could see things very clearly as far as what God has for you. The time is right now where He's going to begin to show you things prophetically and naturally, and He's going to direct your steps, and it'll be a sure thing. And that the restrictions that had been there in the past, as far as even some financial stuff that had been restrictions, God says that He is opening up those doors and opening up the finances to you. And you will realize it even over the course of 2019. It's going to begin to pour out.
Night that he was betrayed. He broke the bread and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." And he took the cup and he said, "This is the cup of my covenant, my blood, which is shed for you." So in the name of Jesus Christ, I bless the bread and the blood of Jesus. We partake of it in faith in His holy name. We partake of the healing and the deliverance that He has released tonight. Let us partake together. That He has just given you, just lay your hands on that part of your body and say, "Thank you for healing me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for healing me." Jim Strutz, I have a word for you. I was praying tonight and asking the Lord if he had a word. And he showed me these priests of the Lord building an altar unto the Lord. And he said that your mother and father have built an altar unto the Lord that is for not just their generation, your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. For a legacy has been established for you. But the Lord says he is going to do something different with your life. He's going to open a different door for you. For he said that he's going to blast open the door by the power of the Holy Ghost, and he's going to infuse you with Holy Ghost fire and power, and you will be one who will be moving by the power of the Lord. It will not be an intellectual thing. It will not be a head thing or even a teaching thing. You will even struggle to find words to describe what God is doing in your life. But it will spread to so many others. For God has called this family to be in the forefront of that outpouring of the Holy Ghost that has begun in this state. And God has separated you from an old thing to bring you into a new thing. So that you would move into a new area of deliverance and healing. For the healing anointing is part of your legacy. And the deliverance is part of your legacy. And God says, you are just getting ready to begin, my son. For I have called you unto myself and separated you so that you might find that place in me that you've longed for as a little boy. When I spoke to you as a young child, when I delivered you, when I saved you, when I healed you. But this hour is that for which you have longed, and that's the hour of my power, which I am getting ready to pour out upon you. Seek my face with weeping and tears. Seek my face and find your first love again. For the Lord says, I will do it, says the Lord. I will open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing you would hardly be able to contain it. And it will spill over to your children and your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, says the Lord. And the blessings will not end, for it's a never-ending stream that has already been secured for you, says the Lord.
Right before Mary was going to minister to you, I leaned over to Robert and said, there's something for Jim. And I said, maybe we should ask him to close the service. But right when I said that, the Lord said, no, I have a word for him. And then, right there. And when I heard the Spirit of the Lord say right then and there, is that I see you groping. I see you groping for answers. I see you looking for answers. And the Lord says that you won't get your answer from this one or that one. Your answer will not come in the thunder and the lightning, but it will come in that still small voice. For in that time of seeking after me, he says, I will be found by you, and you will encounter me not like you did before, but it's going to be a new encounter. It's going to be a fresh encounter. It's going to be an authentic encounter, and the vision that he has for you will come directly from heaven above. And he will give you the simplicity of that which he has for you for this time. And it will not come from another, but it will come straight from him. And you will know in your knower, that this has come directly from the Father. And it will be from cover to cover, because you are a man of the word, and he will come and he will strike it like a match, and it will come alive, and it will be like fire shut up in your bones that you will not be able to contain.
for you are looking for that new thing that God has for you. And he says, I will not deny you, son. I will not deny you, for I will not wave a carrot in front of you and just wave something in front of you that you cannot have, but it's already within you. So as you sit with me, I will unfold the blueprint and the plan. And it won't be difficult, but it will be easy, because I will come and strike my match and light it on fire. Even as it is on fire in you, I will light it, and it will be me. And it's going to be different. Huh. Wow. Yeah, I agree. It's going to be full of power, because that's what you want. In fact, it's like you've been going through a sifting, and God's been showing you what's been of him and what's been of man, what's been of him and what's been a good idea and a God idea, what's been of God and his spirit and what's been of religion. So let this process continue for a while. Do not rush it, and do not allow others to try to rush it or give you their good ideas, because their good ideas will lead to a ditch. But he said, I will give you my plan, and my plan will go on, and he will give you the wisdom to go with it. Amen. Amen. Would you close us in tonight's service?
Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your power of deliverance, your power of healing, your power that comes through your word. Father, we thank you and we glorify you. We give you the praise and all the honor, because you are the only one worthy. God, we ask you to bless the people that participated tonight. Bless all the rest of us. God, we ask your Holy Spirit to just fall upon us. Anoint us with your spirit, with your passion, in Jesus' name. Amen.